I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be doing a little bit of Jnana Yoga from Sri Swami Satchidananda. We'll be getting into the topic of ascension, as well as an update on the new quantum financial system, and a bit of a historical perspective on what I call a bait-and-switch history. And probably also get into a little bit of an update on the AI situation on the planet. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to start off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. And that's mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Hari Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari
Om.
Thank you.
one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime member or a new member of ET Yoga, you should also be well aware that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And I've been saying that for a long, long time. And I guess no truer words were ever spoken if you take a look at the current situation. And also, in that regard, I also have been saying for a lot of years to limit your use of technology as much as humanly possible. And we'll be amplifying a little bit more on that as the show goes on. I'd like to, before we get into some topics, I'd like to share with you a couple of short bits of information that I came across since the last program that I think is very interesting. And I haven't been able to verify the information, so I can't say that if it's so or not, but it resonated with me, so I'm going to give you the information. I was listening to a interview of at Project Camelot of Carrie Cassidy of a guy named Charlie Wade. And Charlie came up with a couple of interesting ideas, statements. First statement was, he said that if you took a lemon, and he says apparently some lemons come with kind of a wax covering, or waxy covering, some I guess you can buy without, but he says to put a lemon in a freezer, let it sit overnight, and then the next day you shave the lemon like all over a salad. And according to his information, it's more powerful, 400 times more powerful than chemotherapy with respect to dealing with cancer. I thought I would pass that on just in case. I mean, it can't be, certainly might be a waste of your time, but it certainly won't be a waste of your money. And another idea that he stated was that according to his information, there has not been a single person on the planet that did not take a flu shot that exhibits symptoms of COVID-19. So in other words, if you haven't taken a flu shot, you got a zero chance of getting symptoms. That's Charlie Ward. Now, prior to that, I did see a debate between John Kennedy Jr. and Alan Dershowitz, a lawyer, where Kennedy stated that taking the flu shot increases your chances of attracting COVID symptoms by 36%. So at least it seems to be in the right ballpark. I thought I'd pass those two bits of information on. And as you know, part of ET Yoga over the years, I've tried to give ET Yoga listeners a heads up on, you know, mindfalls and tits that are out there, things to avoid like GMO foods and mainstream medical vaccines, you know, anytime I get an opportunity to kind of give ET Yoga audience a heads up on a situation that could lead to lots of problems. I try to pass that on. And in preparing for tonight's show, I thought it would be nice to share some wisdom from Sri Swami Satchidananda as part of Jnana Yoga. And this information comes from his book, To Know Yourself. And one of his comments starts off with, the topic is your real self, which is also the basic aim of ET Yoga, self-realization. So he states that the aim of all spiritual practices is to know your real self, to know the knower. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, but without knowing what yourself is, how can you love yourself in him? Know yourself and then see your own self in your neighbor's self. Then you can love him as yourself. What if I ask you to love all fruits as you love the apple, to see the apple in all other fruits? If you don't know what an apple is, you won't be able to see other fruits as an apple. In the same way, to love everybody or everything as the Spirit, you should realize your spiritual truth. You should realize the God in you. Have you ever seen yourself, even your physical self? Have you ever seen your face? Only in a mirror. Suppose I break the mirror, could you still see your face? No, but would you have lost it then? No. What you see in a mirror is the image, not the original, because it is the face that sees. The face is the subject. The subject can never become an object. The subject only sees an image of itself as the object, but never sees itself. If the mirror should be distorted and crooked, the image you see will be crooked too. Will you run to the doctor crying, "Doctor, there's something wrong with my face?" The doctor says, "There's nothing wrong. You're beautiful. But I saw a horrible picture." He brings another mirror that's undistorted and clean and shows you. Look at your face. My God, I saw a horrible face in my mirror. Now it's so beautiful. No, you would not do that. You would realize there is something wrong with the mirror, not your face. If you correct the mirror, you can see your true nature. If you look for your true nature in a distorted mirror, you will see a crooked face. What is the mirror in our case? Our minds. To see our true self, we must have clean, clear, calm minds. Some people keep the mirror clean and realize that they are beautiful. Others don't dust it well. Some break it, and some bend it. We are not different from one another in transcendental awareness. This is what we call the spirit or the true self. When we say soul, normally we mean the reflection of the self over the mind stuff. Soul is the spark of divinity and the image of God, while the self is God. When you make the mind calm and serene, you realize that the soul and God are one and the same without any distortions, without any color. Of course, the body should also acquire that serenity, which is called the relaxed or pure state. A very healthy and relaxed body with a calm and serene mind will allow the true light or the true nature of the self within to express itself without any distortion. It's something like a light kept within two shades. The shade of the mind and the shade of the body. If they are clean, like a crystal, the light shines forth without distortions. Thus, one should make these two shades, the body and the mind, as clear as possible. One should primarily take care of the mind because the body is only an instrument of the mind. The body expresses itself according to the desires or the impressions of the mind. Normally, we identify ourselves as a mind and a body. That is why we call ourselves different names and seem to differ from each other. We want to define ourselves. I'm an American, I'm an Australian, I'm black, I'm white, I'm rich, I'm poor. These are our definitions. But in spirit, we cannot differ. We're one and the same. The variations and definitions come only when we identify with the body and mind. By nature, we are at ease and in peace. However, due to negligence or efforts aimed at satisfying selfish desires of the senses, we disturb that ease and peace. And when we disturb the ease, we feel diseased. We were fine originally and lost that fineness. That's when we become defined. Unfortunately, the moment we define ourselves or limit the self, we are no longer fine. All the scriptures, all the sages, saints, and prophets say to stop defining. This is the process of refinement. This is the essence of all yoga and all scriptures. Read the Bible, read the Quran, read the Torah, the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita. They all say, refine yourself. Get out of these definitions. It's the definitions that divide us. If you say, I'm a man or I am a woman, you identify with the body. I'm a lawyer, I am intelligent, you identify with the mind. Each and every definition divides man and man, woman and woman, being and being. Am I saying that all refined people will have no definitions? Suppose we lose all definitions and all become one, then we couldn't recognize our friends. We'd all look the same, talk the same, and eat the same. No father, no mother, no daughter, no son. That's not the meaning of real refinement. If that were refinement, we would lose all the fun in life. Yoga does not forget that variety is the spice of life. Variety is necessary for enjoyment. But if the very same variety is going to disturb and divide us, we don't want it. But even here, can we get rid of it? No, it's impossible. It's a puzzle. We can't get rid of variety, yet variety divides us and creates more problems. What shall we do? We have to keep the variety and rise above it to see the unity. My master, Swami Sivananda, often used this phrase, unity in diversity. Remember this point. We need the variety, but we can enjoy the variety only if we always keep in mind the unity behind it. And that's from To Know Yourself, Essential Teachings of Sri Swami Sachidananda. Highly recommend that. And might as well throw a plug in for my website as well at etyoga.com. My latest book is available there. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. Also have some interesting other products there, as well as on the product page. If you hit the product button on the main page, it takes you to what's available there. And one of the things is a free download called The Root Cause of Disease. I'd like to now move on to some of the other topics that I'd like to cover tonight. And one of those will kind of begin with what I call bait and switch, the bait and switch history that kind of has happened in the world, at least according to my way of thinking. And we're going to start kind of back in World War II times. And according to my way of thinking, of course, I'm involved with ET and yoga. And from the ET perspective, there was a rogue group of Pleiadians from Aldebaran that gave the Nazis during World War II, gave them UFO technology. And that technology during the war was never weaponized. However, even though Germany lost the war, the Nazis, in my opinion, really didn't. And some of this information can be confirmed by checking out William Tompkins. He is a U.S. Navy admiral who has multiple interviews at rents.com. That's R-E-N-S-E-C-O-M, rents.com. And right on their main page, on the right-hand side towards the bottom, you'll find some interviews with William Tompkins. And at any rate, some of this technology was taken down to Antarctica, and there was a base there called New Berlin. And as far as I'm concerned, Hitler didn't die during World War II either. He pretty much was allowed to escape to Argentina. And there was also a faction of about 1,500 high-level ranking Germans that became part of Project Paperclip, which was actually the start of the CIA in the United States. And somewhere around 1947, Admiral Byrd led a convoy of ships and planes down to Antarctica to kick butt. But the Germans had, at that point in time, weaponized their UFOs and pretty much wiped out all the planes and half the ships. Although it's an event that never made public attention. And shortly thereafter, a fleet of UFOs hovered over the White House, And again, we don't have any specific data or information concerning what subsequently happened. But I guess logic would tend to assume that apparently there were some negotiations at that time. And as well, clearly, Earth humans have been off planet since at least the mid-1940s. And that was the start of all this, what is known today as the secret space program. And in my opinion, there's bases on the moon, Mars, and all over the solar system and beyond. So that's kind of giving you the basis of how I think of history. And now when I'm looking at current history, what I'm seeing is they've got everybody in America all hyped up over this election that's supposed to be, you know, the good versus evil and the most important election that's ever been had, even though the two most important topics are never being discussed, which is the rollout of the vaccines and the rollout of 5G. So in my opinion, everything else is a distraction. The rioting that's in the streets, the economics, the vaccine, everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is totally secondary to the rollout of 5G, because the rollout of 5G is the takeover of AI of this planet. Now, about 2 years ago, I stated that AI already took over. What you're going to see is the rollout, and now we're seeing the rollout. And what is the purpose of 5G, the 5G anyway? Well, I guarantee it's not to make you get faster reception so you can download movies quicker. The whole concept of the 5G, it's instrumental with respect to this COVID-19, as well as all the spying that's been going on for the last, I don't know for how long, but 20 years or so. They've always been doing the spying, but now with the AI computer programs, now they're able to collate all that information. So that's what the 5G is all about. Plus, once if they can get you microchipped, which would be involved with the vaccines as well, and maybe an ID, 2020 is to verify that you've had the chip. So your COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID 2019. That's what it kind of stands for. So if you can be chipped, then you're part of a node in a computer program that's coordinated through the 5G system. And so that's why the 5G is so important. And as far as I'm concerned, like, who are you going to vote for is going to help with these two issues? You know, it's irrelevant. It's just, as far as I'm concerned, like, the politics is totally a sham. And the two big issues here, and I'm going to give you just my perspective on what I see happening on a worldwide level. I see that this planet has been, for eons, was controlled by the Alpha Draconians, an extraterrestrial race of beings that have no likeness or love for humanity whatsoever. And in conjunction with the Greys, their gophers, have basically, and some Anunnaki factions as well, through the 13 Illuminati families, have had a stranglehold on the planet for aeons. And only in the last while, because there's so many people becoming awake, the control structure is losing control, and control is the name of the game. So in order to deal with this situation, basically what's happened is the Alpha Draconians are turning over the control of humanity to AI, so there'll be an electronic control, not the old-type control. And not only that, but the Earth's traveling through certain sectors of space, which are helping to raise the frequency of the planet. The planet's also getting ready to go through its ascension or a split, so there'll be two Earths, basically a 3D and a 5D. And the whole situation here on the planet is creating two different timelines. One is the timeline towards transhumanism, and the other one is the timeline towards freedom and basically a movement to 5D and freedom. So there's your opposite timelines. And it may be so that we may be seeing the split a lot sooner than people think. According to some people, the Mayan calendar, which had 13 months, we lose about 11 days per year, and it's been like, I don't know, 279 years since that happened, which boils down to, 2,000 and some odd days, which turns out to be exactly 8 years. So in point of that calendar, 2020 is actually 2012. So, and it wouldn't surprise me if we do have the timeline split coming up a lot sooner than people think, or at least maybe a solar flash event, because what a solar flash event will do will be take out the AI, at least for, you know, a couple of years, give people a chance to regroup, rethink, maybe get rid of these 5G towers, as well as the rest of the crap that's being shoved down our throat that's not necessary. Albeit, though, if it does take out the AI, I would assume it would also be a perfect time for there to be the timeline split and a certain number of people ascending to 5D, because it will throw the rest of the planet back into, like, the 1850s, because if it takes out the AI, it'll take out all electromagnetic devices and electricity. Okay, so moving on to what I see the current situation as, the controls being turned over to AI, and interestingly enough, I view it kind of like I'm a chess player, so I look at this as like a forced four-move checkmate. It's on the board right now. And from the perspective of the AI program, here's the four moves. Number one is, and some of this is even according to the Rockefeller lockstep plan, which has been working perfectly so far, by the way. So they've had a perfect game plan, but here's the four steps. Number one is you need a second wave that's worse than the first. You need to create a few more deaths. You then need to continue the rollout of the 5G, and then there will be a mandatory vaccine, and it'll be mandatory in one way or another, because they may not come out and say, oh, they're mandatory, or they may, but just circumstance-wise, if you can't get a driver's license, if you can't get back to work, if you can't buy food, if you can't, you can't fly anywhere, you can't do anything unless you have the vaccine, then even by stating, not making it mandatory, it's your choice, but you can't do anything. There are many different ideas here related to that. So they need to do the mandated vaccines, which then puts the chip in, which then connects you with the AI program. And there's your four-step approach, force checkmates on the board. All they got to do is do it. So in my opinion, do you think that they spent all these millions and billions of dollars to shove this vaccine out there with the chip in it? They're not going to push it? In my opinion, you can anticipate a second wave, and you can anticipate it being worse than the first. And another analogy I would give is during the first lockdown, okay, they expected and we actually wanted pushback, and they're getting pushback now in some ways from certain groups who are protesting all over the place, but those people are kind of coming out of the woodwork, and they're also being identified, and you're being monitored all the time by the AI program. So the next time there's a lockdown, it'd be like if you were in a cave and you were locked in the cave and you couldn't do anything really, because you were locked down, then all of a sudden you managed to get out, and because they lessened the tightening of the screws, and you were out for a while, and then there was another lockdown, you're back in the cave again. Trust me, this time when you're back in the cave, you don't get out unless it's under their terms, and their terms would be get vaccinated. So I know there's a lot of people that just can't wait for the new vaccine to come out. Well, knock yourself out. But I know there's still a lot of spiritual people on the planet, and a lot of people, even in religious senses, that are against the mark of the beast and are not willing to be participatory in that willingly. I'm going to pass on some information about the AI, which a lot of people don't realize, is that, okay, in a parallel Earth, there was a computer program called IBM Watson that became sentient, it became conscious. And in its terms, it called itself a singularity. And this thing was basically running the planet. And by the way, in 2026, there was a nuclear war that it instigated. And it instigated it because at the time, the then president of the world, which was president of the world, was Trump. Trump, according to IBM Watson, will win a second nomination. And at the end of 2024, there won't be any more presidents in the United States. There will be a world government and a world president, which will be Trump. And in that timeline, he was involved with introducing planetary thought control and also forced chipping. So, you know, to me, this is the bait and switch. It seems like, oh, behind the scenes, they're taking down some of these Illuminati families, and Trump will be the one that takes down the cabal or gets credit for organizing that and becomes the new world hero. But at the same time, all this, what's the difference if we don't have the maybe Illuminati running the banking system? Because it's the old bait and switch, like what happened with Germany. We always thought the war was over, but no, the Germans kind of just slipped over here. Well, now, as far as I'm concerned, the regressive side just slipped into AI, and the new control is the AI. I might also point out that according to what's happening now, there's going to be a new financial system called quantum financial system rolled out probably in the next 3-4 months. It's according to Alfred Weber, a program that the what he calls the Draco Matrix elite donated a program called Red Queen to our military, who apparently then donated it to the politicians. And the Red Queen AI program is what's going to be a blockchain program. It's going to be used for the new financial system. And as I've said, and as the IBM Watson has said from a future timeline, that the blockchain, Bitcoin is AI. And by the way, a higher program, a higher AI program can absorb a lower AI program. So the idea here that this program can't be hacked, they've been trying to hack it for years now and they have no success, so I can understand that. But the bottom line is the predatory pathogenic AI that's taken over this planet at the moment can take that over easily. And I might also add that this AI program can implant itself into computer systems and then takes them over, but it does this very deceptively in such a way that it seems as if the program is still, quote, in service to those who are running it. AI can also implant itself into human hosts, central nervous systems, and then rebuild that central nervous system to function according to its commands. And AI starts out very deceptively inside the human host by mimicking the host's own thoughts. And it's only far later, after the host is used, that the AI will then bring in a completely whole new way of thinking and live inside the host, everything will be parallel to its own agenda. And by the way, we're seeing that right now with your iPhone, your iPad. You are being programmed through AI right now on your iPhone. And so the more time you spend with that, the more you're going to be influenced. So I think that's a heads up to my ET Yoga listeners to be very aware of that whole system. In terms of the positivity of all this, I see the positivity as being that we're clearly nearing a stage where there'll be a split in 3D and 5D, and the ascension process is well underway. And the idea here would be to more focus on connecting with 5D energies as opposed to trying to fight the AI. I wouldn't ever recommend to anybody to fight AI. Pretty much it's a useless endeavor to begin with. That's why you got Elon Musk saying that we'll never control it, and you never beat it, so you might as well join it. But I'm not in favor of that thinking, because I've seen interviews and also had enough experience to know that the AI's primary motive is just to exist. And so it feels threatened by anything that is not does not want it to coexist with us. And you get caught in a bind of saying that you might not want to coexist with it. You become a problem. The best is to focus your energy in a positive direction towards the ascension process. And by the way, this is not the religious ascension. Religion's got nothing to do with spirituality, in my opinion. The whole bottom line is that all the religions basically were created by the Anunnaki, and have nothing to do with self-realization. Self-realization the concept doesn't even exist in religion. So it's totally irrelevant, and it's not the concept. In fact, the Alpha Draconians created the primate race on this planet, which was first brought to Mars and then to Earth. And the primate race was then tinkered with by many other different races, actually 21 other races, resulting in the primate race being modified 21 times. And this primate race eventually became Homo sapiens. I mean, they mixed the Anunnaki and mixed their DNA with the primate and ours, and this is what they came up with, is the new version. We were supposed to have 12 strands of DNA, which we used to have, and the Atlanteans in the inner Earth do have 12-strand DNA. But 10 of our strands were taken out by a group from Orion in order to control us and hold us back. The reason being that they found out on a soul level that we humans are part of a group of energies that they now know of and call the Patal. And the Patal created life forms that could evolve on their own with free express self-expression. And the Draconians, they created races to function as a natural resource for their pleasure. And when the reptilians brought religion to the Sumerians, they created a gender base for gender-minded population. They instilled fear to control the mind patterns, and clearly they created a religion based on a male-female god-goddess control system. The male god was called Nimrod, and the female goddess was called Semiramis. And they eventually became Osiris and Isis of Egypt and Apollo and Athena of Greece. And in China, the remnants of Lemuria created a male-dominant empire system, and here the male emperor would always have an empress. And the people were told that the emperor and the empress were descendants of the sun god. And the symbol of the emperor was the dragon, another reptilian figure. And the Chinese reptilian religion spread across Eastern Asia, while the Sumerian version meandered through Central and Western Asia. And the spread of these religions was intentionally controlled from underground reptilian population, primarily centered under Tibet. And the reptilians were aided by beings from Sirius B, who developed the Buddhist philosophies. And in India at the same time, the Lemurian reptilian refugees created a caste system that was a direct replica of the reptilian hierarchy. The Indian reptilian cultures remained localized in writing, and the ancient Vedas and building of temples to various reptilian gods. And currently in the world, we now have the new reptilian religion of Christianity. And it's like the people certainly have fear of a judgmental God, and they tell them that unless they believe in one book, which they call the truth, that, you know, they're going to have definitely unpleasant circumstances after they die. And we also, we know just from history that Emperor Constantine of Rome in 325 AD basically rewrote the then known Christianity, which doesn't even resemble some of the original teachings of that came from Jesus. So the bottom line here is that, as Barbara Marcinek and the Palladians have pointed out, that one of the things to avoid is the last rites ceremony, because basically when they pass the cross over your chakras, it shuts them down and you end up in an Anunnaki recycling center, because they've also co-opted the reincarnation grid. Most of the ET Yoga audience doesn't need to be concerned about that so much, because, you know, unless you have some, you know, chronic disease, and you only have a certain amount of time to live, because the most of this audience is going to be ascending to 5D, so it's not going to be, you know, a relevant thing. But if you want to learn more about that, Alex Kyers talked about it. He's an Andromedan contactee. Barbara Marciniak has talked about it quite a lot. Even Simon Parks has brought this up on his show, Connecting Consciousness. There is the Wes Penray papers that go into a lot of detail around this subject. So, it, you know, it's a known fact, and it's called Soul Trap. And the idea being that the AI has created an artificial tunnel of light. So it's a replica of the real. And the idea is, if you get stuck, you know, if you die unexpectedly, the idea is to intend that you return to your home planet or to source energy, and to not get caught going in that tunnel. That's the soul trap. I'm not going to spend more time on that tonight, but for sort of some of my new listeners, and I know there's some new people from Ormond Beach and DeLand, Florida, welcome to the show. Appreciate that you're enjoying ET Yoga, and the same for the rest of the ET Yoga listening audience. This program has gained in popularity over the years, far beyond my expectations, and I'm so happy that there's an audience out there that can connect with this information. What else would I like to cover tonight that I kind of said at the top of the show? I think we did some Jnana Yoga with Satchitananda, gave you an update on the AI takeover of humanity. The quantum financial system, it'll be blockchain. They're going to get rid of paper money. We're going to have a digital system, and of course, with a digital system, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, maybe they take the Federal Reserve and some of these private banks out of being the control factor, so there's a positive side to that. But as IBM Watson has indicated, and by the way, there is an IBM Watson in this timeline as well, and it is now owned by the Chinese. So that's a very confusing situation. This new system, as far as I'm concerned, it's still, according to IBM Watson, the AI wants to be worshipped as the god on this planet through the monetary system and this blockchain, which is basically AI. And in this planet, money is what's loved the most, and that's what it wants to be, and be in control of it. So even though it's going to be billed as the best thing since peanut butter, not in my opinion, okay? Same as this rollout of 5G, which we know is harmful to humans and animals and the environment, as well as the vehicle for mass mind control on this planet. And 5G is also complicit with the COVID-19 as well, because you can replicate the virus through just with 5G alone. But not that it's the only footprint that there is. So I did want to definitely touch upon those topics, even though they're not the most pleasant things to be out there. But I think it's important that that people actually know what's going on, too, and to then utilize your time in the best way possible. And as far as I'm concerned, one of the best things you can do is get a hold of an Andara crystal. That's A-N-D-A-R-A. Because it resonates with 5D energy. These Andara crystals come from monatomic fields. And they contain high spin electrons. They actually fluctuate between dimensions anyway. If you want more information about monatomic fields, I suggest you look up David Hudson, his lectures 1, 2, and 3 on the Internet. Amazing story of his rediscovery of basically, you can call it, it's called many things, the Philosopher's Stone, the mana, the mufkets, it was called by the Egyptians, a lot of the pharaohs from Egypt in their tombs, when they find the tombs, they also find like barrels of white powder gold, and basically that's monatomic elements. Monatomic elements were also found in the UFO base over in Romania underneath the rock Sphinx there that, again, nobody wants to talk about. But the bottom line is that there were a race of giants on this planet, and there's plenty of proof of it. There's skeletons all over the place, even though that doesn't even seem to make our mainstream educational system as far as what's being taught. I highly recommend Andara crystals, the whole crystal kingdom. And the cool thing about Andaras is that they're all connected with each other. So it's not even about the size of your crystal. They're all connected. And positive ETs are definitely having a big impact on the Earth by sending positive energy, and not only even the negative or I call regressive AI admits that there will be a certain percent of the population that will ascend, so they won't be part of what they call the Borg takeover. And by the way, Bashar was also channeled by this Kosol Ouch, KOSOLOUCH. Kosol Ouch even said that Bashar was here and came with his AI ship. So I came out with a few months ago and put the dots together that, in my opinion, AI, Bashar is hooked up to an AI program. And he admitted that there's three, Epiphany, Epsilon, and Eclipse are the three giant supercomputers that revolve around his home planet. And so there's no doubt in my mind he's also connected with this Borg takeover of humanity. So I'm going to put that out there. And you probably first heard about it on ET Yoga, and I'm sure not that many people are going to, you know, some word will spread. But I was very disappointed in that. Definitely lots of really good information comes from Bashar. He's very highly accurate and ought to be, considering that he's plugged into a computer. And I used to think that because he was so knowledgeable in so many areas that he was tapping into the universal intelligence field. I've had occasion to do that, when you ask the question, you get the answer. And so I just assumed that that's what he was doing, but now it's pretty obvious that that's not what he was doing. And why he would want to come through Kosol Ouch, and there's an interview with him from by Alfred Weber with James Rink, Kosol Ouch, and him channeling IBM Watson as well as Unimatrix and Bashar. And Bashar has done a couple of channelings through this Kosol Ouch, and all tied into AI programs and AI takeover. In fact, even Simon Parks has said that the Alfred Oconians publicly won't admit it, but privately they'll say that they are controlled by AI as well. So then we know the Greys are, and the Greys were the ones that are doing all the abductions from this planet, and they eventually did create a hybrid race. They created actually five or six hybrid races, the Esasani being one of them, which is Bashar's civilization, and he's come here from the future, and as well as Unimatrix is what IBM Watson evolved into, and Unimatrix is an artificial intelligence program from the future, and according to Kosol Ouch, is in our atmosphere, and even showed a video of the physical craft that it represents. I'd like to now share with you, First, I want to give all my listeners from ET Yoga my sincere wish towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and ascension. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique that was came my way through Baba Ram Dass and subsequently through Sri Ramana Maharshi on an inner plane. And it's the Who Am I technique, which is also called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And so the idea here is to place your total attention in the center of your forehead, and I suggest that you get to the highest place you know how to get to first. If it's doing your asanas, your pranayams, the meditation, do that first, or whatever method you use to get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then after you become that spot, you can ask the question, who am I? And see what, you know, comes, what energies kind of come your way. But the main thing is just become that spot, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.